But that's what happens if you price by the hour. People start, number one, judging you by the hour and judging your value by the hour. And your value cannot be measured in hourly increments. It completely takes value out of the conversation and relegates you to an hourly wage, which is not why you're here.
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go.
We have a lot to share today, guys. Today is the juicy bits that many of you have been waiting for. Like, how do I come up with a price for my services? How do I package my value? How do I make it easy for people to do business with me? So I don't know about you, but a lot has already transpired this week. So let's gather our attention. Give yourself the gift of your full attention right now. And I know that there are 1,000 places that you could be right now at this time. And I am honored that you chose to join our conversation today and spend them with us. And I promise that this next hour will be one of the best hours that you have spent all week long. Because as I meet more and more women who are leaving the corporate workforce to start a coaching or consulting business, the number one question I get asked is, how do I replace my corporate paycheck? Can anyone relate? Who here left corporate and has a desire to replace a corporate salary? That's not a small salary. All right, so we're all in the same boat, and you're in the perfect place at the perfect time. So I am going to dive into the conversation, but first would love to hear from you. What came up for you yesterday as we started talking about demand generation? Did anyone take any action on that?
I can comment here. So I am very early on, and yesterday I was stopped in my tracks, and I'm so delighted that I was, because you know, I'm one of those people you were talking about that has an idea and thinks, of course, everybody wants it. And I'm market research. I know the importance of doing research.
That's what's blowing my mind here.
So I loved your point about your brand is going to change. You know, everything is going to pivot. So anyway, I'm putting a pin in things, and I'm now going to set up meetings. I actually had my first one this morning. Understand where the needs are, what the gaps are. Yeah. So for that, I'm grateful. Thank you.
Anyone else with an insight or something to share based on yesterday?
I really loved what you said about partial scholarships. And I think it's an amazing approach to being able to kind of offer your services for certain people you want to work with, but, you know, may not actually have the funds or, you know, and it's a good way to position it so that you don't feel like you're discounting your time, but it kind of balances out some of the deposits that you have to make in order to kind of get back. So I really like that. So that was a big takeaway for me as I'm in this. And just a reminder, I'm like 6 months into launching my business. So that was a really effective way for me. I really connected with that.
Oh, I'm so glad, because no one in this room is a nonprofit, right? You need to make money in order to reinvest in your business, because you're just at the beginning stages and you'll be reinvesting in your business as you go along, adding to team, adding technology, adding new service offerings, adding new features to your product portfolio. It's really important that you are profitable, and literally 30% of your revenue should be going to profits. You know, you need to be. And that's, you know, if you're paying yourself a salary, so we're not even going to talk about those things today about profits and salary, but eventually you want to be on your payroll, and you want to be on your payroll for a number of reasons. Number one, it's because if you're not on the payroll, your profits are inflated. So if you have a profits of 15% after payroll, then you're doing well. But we want to pay ourselves well. Yes.
My takeaway was actually a question, and maybe we'll discuss this today, but I'm hearing what you're saying loud and clear about we don't want to work for free. Mm-hmm. My question is, I'm trying to build my consulting business on a foundation of experience that I have in podcasting, but I'm trying to take the consulting practice in a different area where I don't have that direct experience. Mm-hmm. So I was on the monetization side. I was selling the podcast, and I want to pivot to potentially creating a business that helps colleges and universities create podcast content for their own purposes. Mm-hmm. But I haven't produced or created those podcasts yet. So I'm struggling with the, how is it that I can create a business and charge something when I haven't done that exact thing yet?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we could do is, number one, have a conversation. And today, Christina will be sharing a link to my calendar for those of you who already know that you need to go a little bit deeper with this information in order to have it make sense. But that's the chicken and the egg, right? So I haven't sold this yet. So how do I sell it? And you might just find someone to be a development partner and say, I'm going to charge you less and or to find a proof of concept here. And you're going to get some great product, some great output, and in exchange for a great testimonial.
Okay.
You know, so we always have to do that. I tested it out before I launched the Launch Lab. I was doing one-on-one coaching with women who have led corporate and wanted to launch a business. And I was finding myself repeating myself over and over. And I thought, you know, instead of me teaching you in this conversation, we could actually be working on your implementation of what I was teaching if I simply recorded the lessons and then we met as a group. And so that's how the Launch Lab was born, was out of one-on-one conversations.
Okay.
And so, yeah. So I could see you in a one-to-many offer too. You know, because colleges and universities, I think podcasting is a great way to get engaged with future students and elevate the brand. So you could do that as well. All right. So I'm going to dive into the content because literally we have a ton to discover today, a ton to cover. And I will also be opening up enrollment for the Launch Lab today. So for those of you who want to join this dynamic group of women who collaborate on launching their businesses, there's nothing quite like it. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll have some graduates come and talk to you about what it's like inside the Launch Lab and after the Launch Lab. One of the clients that's joining us tomorrow, Sheila Murphy, has been through all of my programs. And that's a great illustration of a services value ladder as well. And let's dive in. So welcome to day three. And congratulations, my friends, for sticking with it. This tells me a lot about you as an entrepreneur and about your commitment to being successful. And get ready to receive. Receivership is your new superpower. I know as women, we're doers, we're givers, we're action takers. And now is your chance to just take a deep breath, put your feet on the floor, get your workbook, open up to receive. Follow along with the workbook, identify your gaps. So yesterday, we talked about where to find ideal clients to speak with. We also talked about speaking with meta experts in your category, people who already serve your ideal client, who have a sense of where the trends are, where the pockets of demand are, and how to ask powerful questions and be truly curious and be an active listener to get insightful responses. So about me, here's a little funny bio today for those of you who have been here all week. One of my clients called me sweet and scary. And I've also been called bilingual in mindset and skill set. I will always shower you with love and support as you expand in your role as CEO of this growing business. I will also hold you accountable to showing up for yourself and to implementing everything that you learn. And I'll offer you new ways of thinking about your business and your offerings and your pricing in a way that you haven't thought about them before. And that's the benefit of having a coach. It's also the benefit of having a cohort of colleagues who can also give you new ways of thinking about things. I am unrelenting in my dedication to your success as a CEO, and I'm always current with what's working now. So I am as much as a tech geek, as one who recognizes patterns and keeps my hand on the pulse of what's going on in the market. And today we're talking about packaging and pricing for advantage and maximum profit. And tomorrow we talk about preeminent position and how to prioritize your plan. Today, how do you increase your profits with a reconfigured product portfolio? So we'll talk about a little bit about some of the options on business models, and I'll share three of the most common pricing mistakes I see people make so that you can deliver deeper, longer lasting transformation with your clients and increase your profits with the ROA pricing formula. And we have a special bonus for you today. It's our gift to you. So stay tuned for that. And here's some questions to get you started. What is the gap that you fill in the market? What is that problem that needs solving that no one is solving well, or no one's even solving at all? And that comes from your research. So if you're not aware of what that is yet, don't worry about it. And what program packages do you offer to solve that? So what's the gap you fill? What's the problem that you solve in the market? And what program packages do you offer to solve that challenge? So let me talk about why productizing your services is important. So when I talk about products, I'm talking about packaged service offerings. And this is important because people don't buy your time. They buy solutions to their problems. Being able to productize your services increases the average value per client. And this is important because client retention is important. This helps you build on your revenues instead of always having this leaky bucket where clients come in, they get this amazing transformation, they say thank you very much, and they go away. So that's why the productizing your services into a portfolio is super important. It also leverages your time to serve more people over longer periods of time. This gives you better testimonials, it gets you loyalty, it gets you a lot of referrals from the clients that you've already had. And clients want to stay with you longer. The reason why I have three service offerings in our portfolio is because clients asked for them. I didn't come up with, oh, well, let me see if this sticks. It was clients were actively saying, okay, Deb, this is great. What's next? And I said, what do you mean what's next? You've already been through the launch lab. You have your product portfolio. You know where you're going. And they said, no, we want to know about sales. We want to know about marketing. So what's the key? You want to start with one. And for those of you who are creatively divergent, for those of you who are big picture thinkers and you see the whole landscape all at once, it might be challenging to have you narrow down and focus on the one thing. But the one thing is something that we spend a lot of time on in all of our programs, because there are always dozens of things you can be doing. But we want to focus on the one thing that will get you the traction and the revenue and the clients that you're looking for. And so this is a client value ladder. This is a package solution portfolio. We start with what is that most pressing challenge in your marketplace, which is why we look for demand, because we want to find what is that single most pressing challenge. And then we create a foundational or core offer that solves that challenge. And then there'll be something new that comes up. So once you solve the first challenge, and this is true whether you're working with companies in a B2B situation or if you're working with individuals. So I've seen it played out in both scenarios. Once you solve that problem, there's a new challenge that emerges, and that gives you the opportunity to create your second offer. And then typically there's a longer term challenge. When clients are working with you for a period of time and they get to know you, they trust you, they've entrusted you with their company IP. They've entrusted you with their fears, with their insecurities, and you've helped them through that, then they want to stay with you longer. And that opens up the door for a higher ticket offer. And so a foundational or a core offer is somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000. If you're dealing with individuals, if you're dealing with companies, it's probably more like $10,000 to $15,000 is a core offer. Your offer number two, if you're dealing with individuals, is somewhere around $10,000 to $12,000. If you're dealing with companies, that may be, say, $25,000 to $50,000. And the longer term challenge and the higher ticket offer in a company situation could be a fractional role or an advisory role that could be $50,000 to $100,000 a year. And from a perspective of an individual sale, a longer term offer could be anywhere from you know, 20,000 to 30,000 is really the sweet spot for those types of offers. So this is my client value ladder. And this is how we came to create these solutions. Was the first one was, well, how do I launch a business? When I was just starting and I joined a mastermind group for $10,000, it was a year-long program. And mind you, that was 10 years ago. That program would be 20,000 today. I looked around the room and I realized that no one really knew how to find demand before they started trying to market their service offerings. And that's when I created the Launch Lab. I tested the idea, I got validation, and so we launched. And originally it was a 3-month program, now it's a 4-month program because people took longer to fulfill it. And then the question was, well, how do I get this steady stream of leads? How do I make revenue reliable so that I don't have these peaks and valleys where, you know, 1 month I'm making 5,000, the next month I'm making 15,000. And then, you know, I'm back down to 4 and then there's 20 and it's up and down. And so the Reliable Revenue Mastermind that we actually just launched this year, prior to that, we were running something called the 6-Figure Accelerator, but we split that program in half. And for those that needed more fundamental assistance in building out like lead magnets and email sequences and having those conversion events, which we'll talk about a little bit later, we built that. And that's a 6-month program. And then I have a bunch of clients who are really in it to scale their impact. They're already successful. They are already multiple 6-figure earners. Their challenges are different. It's adding to team. It's how do I pull myself out of the business and really function as a full-fledged CEO and not have the business rely on me so much. And that is the Infinite Impact Accelerator. So there is a blank value ladder in your workbook. And you might not be able to completely figure it out right now, but if you think about your customer journey, if you think about where they're suffering today, where they're struggling, whether it's inside the company or personally or professionally, and where is it that they want to go and what the steps are that they need to take. We can't boil the ocean. You don't want to overwhelm your clients with too much information. And that's easy to do when you want to solve world hunger all in one program, but it's not a very good service offering. So package services give you more profits. And that's what we want because there is a cost to client acquisition. So if you retain people for longer periods of time, you're by very nature of that retention, you're retaining more profits into your business. All right, let's keep going. All right, here are the 3 most common pricing mistakes that will keep you broke. Number one is I've heard many, especially in the coaching space and some of the consulting space as well, when they first get started, price based on the competition. So you look around at the outside, and sometimes I've even heard that some of the coaching academies have a recommended hourly rate that you charge, and it's like insanely low. I heard like it's $150 an hour, and you do the math. How many hours would you have to work in order to replace a decent corporate salary at $150 an hour? So that is never a good scenario. And also when you price by the competition, why is that not a good idea? Would love to hear, either unmute or type in chat. Why is that a bad idea? Pricing based on the competition.
It doesn't take into account your unique offer.
It doesn't take into account your unique offer. That's right. Why else is that not a great idea? It creates a race to the bottom. Exactly. Makes you the same as everyone else. Thank you. How are you going to differentiate yourself or differentiate your value if everyone's priced it relatively the same way? So what we want to help you do is to create a premium pricing based on a premium value proposition. We were talking to someone who came from the legal profession earlier in the week, and lawyers charge by the hour. That's just the culture, you know, people are buying minutes of your time. But that's what happens if you price by the hour. People start, number one, judging you by the hour and judging your value by the hour. And your value cannot be measured in hourly increments. And it's also a burden to administer. You have to track your hours. So pricing by the hour really has people like judging you based on, well, how many hours did you spend on that? I'm not quite sure I want to ask you to do another thing because I'm not sure I want to rack up more hours. So it completely takes value out of the conversation and relegates you to an hourly wage, which is not why you're here. And pricing based on what you believe your clients can afford. We've already mentioned the give back model of being able to charge premium pricing and then also offer partial scholarships to those who might not be able to afford your services. And so that's how we have run this business. Kim gets on me all the time. It's just like, Deb, you can't keep giving away scholarships. And I don't. I mean, we've given out about 6 scholarships this year. We're at pretty much our full quota for scholarships for 2023. But when you charge a premium price, that allows you to give back. And here's the thing that I want you to take away with what your clients can afford is, who are you? Who are you to judge what someone else should value? Because when you invest in something that's a little bit of a stretch for you, or maybe a big stretch, maybe it makes your palms sweat. What happens when you invest in something and you get that sweaty palm feeling like, oh my God, I've just invested in myself? And women have trouble with this because we're not used to taking care of ourselves. We will do anything for our children. Our children need coaches. They need tutors. We want a college counselor to get you in the best college. We will spend anything it takes to get you there. My son calls me. He needs something. Whether I can afford it or not, I'm on it, right? So you pay more attention to it. So when you invest, you are invested in the result and you pay attention, you learn and grow. You get anxious. All right, you can get anxious about it. But then what are you anxious about, right? What is that anxiety? Because there's a lot of anxiety in entrepreneurship. And that's why I'm tapping here. I'm regulating for you in your anxiety. When people invest in themselves, they feel a greater sense of value. It's like, I'm worth it, right? Remember the L'Oreal commercials? Because you're worth it. It costs a little bit more to use L'Oreal, but you're worth it. So it gives them a sense of value, right? Why do you think luxury handbags and luxury cars? Because it's the cachet of being able to invest in something that was expensive that gives you the personal value that you're worth it, right? It's new possibilities. Nerve excitement. I love that. I've never heard that before. All right. So the key in your pricing is to see your value through the lens of your ideal clients. And you've been thinking about your pricing the wrong way. So instead of saying, what am I worth? You ask, what is the ultimate value of this for my client? Instead of what can the client afford? What is the cost to them of staying the same, of sticking in the same rut that they have been in and that they're still in? What is the value of lost opportunity? So think about this. If you could become profitable in your business in 6 months with a little support, or it would take you 18 months to 2 years of trial and error to figure it out on your own, which would you choose? So what is the value of that lost opportunity? And what is the value of change? So instead of what is my competition charge, if you deeply understand what your ideal client most desires and what the ultimate value is for them, and you understand what the cost of staying the same is and what the value of lost opportunities are and the value of change, that's how you think about pricing. So I actually coined a term called return on advantage. This should be trademarked here, but the return on advantage formula, we also call it ROA. It's the cost of doing nothing. What is the cost of doing nothing? What is the value of change? What lies on the other side of the solution for your ideal client? And what is the longer term result that they would expect to receive? And so I want to give you an example here of a client who coached women who were senior leaders going through a career transition. And one thing that we know for sure about women leaders is they don't negotiate. Right? So they don't ask for what they want. Half the time, they don't even go for jobs unless they can tick all the boxes of, yes, I have experience in every little thing that they're looking for on this job description. And she helped them negotiate. And in every single case, 100% of the time, and this was for dozens of women who are making the transition to a bigger role, in every single case, they got an additional 6 figures in compensation. 6 figures more than what they were offered initially. So the return on advantage is, well, number one, you're making more money right off the bat.
Number two, if you're getting a higher salary, that puts you in a higher bonus range. And so you're getting a bigger bonus. You're probably getting stock options or some other perk of non-financial immediate, you know, salary compensation. But what's more than that, the courage, the confidence, the skills to negotiate for everything else that you ever go for. And also that feeling of confidence, of self-value. So these are not small things. As you work through this on your own, you will see in these conversations, if you get to be good at the sales conversation of uncovering what these hidden desires are and what these hidden fears are that your ideal clients have. And that's where the true value proposition lies. So I have three examples to show you here. One is Terry Pearl. Terry is the CEO of 360 Philanthropy Group. She's a New York City fundraising consultant. She was undercharging. She was really struggling with her business. She was working all the time. She was over-proposing. So every single little RFP that came through, she would spend hours. And there's no standard format for an RFP in the nonprofit world. So she would spend hours formulating those proposals. And we just decided that we need to reinvent how nonprofits choose fundraising consultants. And so using a different sales methodology approach, she does sales her way. So she has changed how nonprofits evaluate proposals from her. And this gets her into more boardrooms, gets her winning more of the assignments. She is a top fundraising strategist. Her lead generation activity is something called monthly buzz sessions, which she gets key players in the nonprofit industry together once a month, and she does sales her way, right? So just because you're selling to nonprofits, this is where you get your head into your customer's wallet that they can't afford it. But if they don't hire her, they don't get to raise as many funds as they need to run the initiatives that they're trying to fund. So what's the cost of not raising enough money to fund this initiative? And what is the peace of mind that you get when you work with Terry, who has a solid track record of getting incredible donor results? Here's Carlin. She was undercharging. She was overworking. She's an in-demand CXO for startups. There was no room for growth because this is what happens when you sell your time. There's no room for growth. You run out of time. And if you're underpricing your services, then you also cap your income. So I want you to write that down. Pricing by the, you know, pricing by the hour or pricing by the time, and you being the sole person that delivers and everything being one-on-one caps your time and it caps your revenues. And so she was undercharging, overworking. There was no room for growth in her business and she was heading for burnout. So step one, we raised her fees, doubled her revenue. Step two, we increased her visibility so that more people were aware of her. So she was part of the Entreprenisa 100 last year. That gave her a lot of cachet in that community. She gets a lot of clients from there. And we introduced one-to-many leverage into her business model. So she has a program called Pop Academy, where she helps new startups in the product space understand the sales, marketing, finance, and CEO skills that they need to succeed. And this is Molly. Molly is a top change management consultant based in the Seattle area, Angel Change Management, and she went from a gun for hire to a million-dollar CEO. So she was charging by the hour, which capped her time and revenues. She doubled her prices. We actually turned her from an hourly rate into packaged offerings as a consultant. She had a 100% increase on revenue on each project. She had a 250% increase on revenue in 6 months, and at the end of last year, she hit $1 million. Pricing is directly aligned to your value and how much you value yourself. And this is why entrepreneurship is a spiritual journey. This is why entrepreneurship kicks up all of your stuff, because no one is purchasing your self-worth. I just want to say that one more time, and it's worth writing down. No one is purchasing your self-worth. And because we are women and because we have been through this society and we are under a culture of lowered expectations and worthlessness, not that you're worthless, but your worthlessness, which has been conditioned through culture and through how you were raised and through the corporate patriarchy. I mean, who here has discovered at one point or another that the guy next to you in the office next door was getting paid more, right? It happens. And almost to an extent that it becomes an expectation. So you start discounting your own value. And there's no place that that's more damaging than when you start launching a business. So in your workbook, there is a link to the pricing calculator. So this is the workbook icon. There's a link to the pricing calculator in there. I want you to download it. And your second homework assignment for tonight is to enter your revenue goal into the pricing calculator. That's number one. Number two, just take a stab at what your core offer might be and create a price point for that, right? And give yourself 100% right there. So you're only going to have one offer. So whether it's $3,000, $10,000, $5,000, $20,000, 100% of your revenues for the next year or 6 months are going to come from that one offer. And then just hit return, because what will happen is you will understand immediately how many clients you need to serve, how many total clients you would need for the whole year, and the number of prospects that you would need to speak with based on your close ratio. So your close ratio is based on how many conversations you have before someone says yes to becoming a client. So if you have 5 conversations and you get 1 yes, you have a 20% close rate. If you have 10 conversations and you get 3 yeses, you have a 33% close rate. Does that make sense? Any questions on the ROA method of, right, you won't know your close rate. So what I want you to do is be really conservative and say 10%. Unless you've got a sales background and you know that you're going to be great in sales conversations, I would start conservatively and say 10 to 20% max. So what stands in the way of you charging high fees? Well, as I said, you can't charge more than your self-worth will let you receive. So let's pause the presentation here for a couple of minutes. And what questions do you have on pricing? Did that make sense? Does it feel overwhelming?
Okay, well, what I do is, what I'm trying to say from that is you have clients that are solely different and you're developing these packages because they're so different in different industries and different stages of what you're trying to solve for them. But sometimes I get stuck kind of like, I started doing the pricing and that's what I've been working with, but I feel like I need to go back and refine that. But is it utilizing what you interviewed and asked them point blank if this price was fine for them or?
No, we're probing on the value, right? So we're probing on cost and value. And so we come up with a price range because price is elastic, right? So price is not a fixed thing. Price is relative to the value that you offer. And so we want to charge within that range, right? So sometimes people are already investing in solutions that aren't working. They should always have a sense of what do you expect the value of this to be? If we were to be able to solve that in the way that you've just described, what would that value be to you? What would you be able to do that you're not doing now and things like that? But what concerns me about what you said is so many different clients in so many different industries at so many different stages. You can't boil the ocean, you know, pick one problem. And if many people have it, that's great. But what is the commonality between that group of people and pick one problem, one stage of the problem and solve for that before you go on to the next stage of the problem? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I do have it in stages. But sometimes, you know, they seem to think that they're in the second stage and I got to put them in the first stage. But I totally understand that that's true. That's what I need to, I probably need to narrow that down.
Yeah, I would narrow it down. And maybe you need an assessment to figure out where people belong and what stage.
Yeah.
Something like that, which assessments are great lead magnets too. Yeah. Anyone else with a question on pricing or packaging?
Ideally, there's time.
Right.
Yeah. So you know what you were just talking about, earlier in the session, your first offer, then your second offer, then the high-end offer, thinking about that and relating it to, you know, this calculator, should we be assuming all three of those in, you know, three rows for the first, the second, and the third offer?
Not unless you're already in market and you already have a successful product. So I would say come up with what your core offer is and build your first year's revenue on that core offer.
Okay. And the percentage that you had showed us, I think, which was 20, 40, 40 in that example.
Yeah. So you'd be 100%. You'd be 100% of that one offer.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. It's a really simple tool. All my clients use it. I use it when I'm modeling out my business for the next year. And because everything comes from that, your marketing, your sales strategy, your CEO plan, which we're going to talk about on Friday, everything comes from the numbers of what is it that you intend to create and what is it that you want to reach. And so that's why we have three programs that serve people at three different levels. Now, let me dive back in, and then hopefully we'll have some room for questions later. And if not, we have a bonus Q&A session that we're going to share with you. Because the truth is, you don't need to go this alone. I mean, already this week, there have been so many questions that have popped up in the room. I mean, imagine if you had that capability every single week to come to a room and say, hey, I'm really challenged here, would love some support, and get our eyes on your business. So there's me, and I also have an adjunct coach in the program, Tanya Davis. Tanya works for Tony Robbins and Dean Gracioso in their KBB program. She coaches their coaches. So she's an excellent business coach for those who are in the startup phase as well. And we offer you this kind of support every single week in a much smaller group. So we have 15 people maximum in the launch lab at any given point in time. So you have a lot of hands-on support. We have the learning platform, and we are opening up enrollment today for our cohort that starts on November 16th. And this is our program that really unlocks your entrepreneurial potential. This is where we actually dive in with you as an individual on where's their demand in your market. How do you package a solution around that? How do we price that? Tomorrow, we'll talk about how you stand out with messaging and your market position. And then Friday, how do you actually manage your time to make your revenue goal inevitable in your business? So there is a message for you as the visionary woman entrepreneur. The Launch Lab is a 16-week incubator, so it's 4 months. For women leaders who come from corporate or nonprofit, or sometimes also healthcare or education, who want to package their expertise and be of service to a segment of the marketplace. So while you once thrived in corporate with a steady paycheck and that predictable schedule, entrepreneurship is a completely new animal. It becomes harder to come by those needs and those needs for cash flow in order to put money on the table. And it's scary. It's scary to leave the corporate safety net. I think we can't just brush over the fear factor that when I first started, I would wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat wondering, oh my God, am I going to burn through my savings? Am I going to end up living in a box under a bridge? Now, obviously, that's not going to happen. But these are the kind of fears that emerge once you leave that predictability and that false safety, really, of the corporate environment. And some of you will go back and forth and check out the job boards every now and then to be sure, you know, have I made a mistake? Do I really have what it takes? So the Launch Lab helps you with our 5-step framework. We have a framework and a methodology that we bring you through so that you have that solid business foundation for growth. And step one is discovering the gap. Step two is validating that market demand. Step three is packaging and pricing your offers for maximum profits. We want a scalable offer that fills a tangible need. We want to craft compelling content so that you can attract prospects through irresistible messaging that elevates your brand above the competition. So when you have a powerful message, that also adds value to your brand perception and your ability to charge more. And then we want to activate this money-making model. So now that we've checked off all the boxes on the right offer, the right price, the right message, it's really time to build a business model that forecasts your success. And that pricing calculator, we also call it the revenue calculator, is that forecast for the success that you want to create. And, you know, I'm the one who says, focus here, this will work, do this instead. And when you are stuck in imposter syndrome and your ruthless inner critic says you're not smart enough, you don't have what it takes, you'll never attract clients on your own, I see you and I'm there. And that's why the skill set and entrepreneurship comes to play, because we give you the mindset tools, how to get out of resistance, how to identify self-sabotage when it's happening, how to move away from perfectionism and procrastination, so that you can really create this business that you want to create. So it's banish imposter syndrome for good, crystallize your purpose and unique voice, attract your first and second and third wave of premium clients, and tap into this incredible sisterhood of women entrepreneurs. This is our six-figure accelerator at our retreat last year. This is where we come together and really work on the inner workings of being an entrepreneur and having some CEO time, which is so, so, so important to the journey. There's some testimonials here that you can read. In fact, many of these people are very open to a conversation if you're not sure. You get exclusive access to the Launch Lab Academy. We have 16 weekly group mentorship calls. So it's being in a Zoom room like this, but in a more intimate environment. Lifetime access to our private online community, which is a private closed Facebook group. And you have the option of adding on private coaching with me or Tanya if you want to go deeper faster. So if you already know this is the direction that you want to take, if you're already convinced that you know you need this because going it on your own is not something that you want to do right now, that you'll spiral down in bright shiny object syndrome, or your knickers will get in a twist, or you'll just have so much of a big vision that you won't be able to hone in, then having the support is invaluable. Now, I just want to say that if you are unsure that if the Launch Lab is right for you, highly encourage you to book a call with me. And if you want to just take this information and try and do it on your own, you can. I will say I was in a room with a bunch of chief members last week, and there was a woman who said, I wish I had joined the Launch Lab last year. And I hear that a lot. So you might be tempted to take a marketing course or that LinkedIn marketing or other things that promise to get you business, but without the basic foundation, it's just harder. Who here has invested in themselves through a course or a program or an executive coach before? I mean, it really is the most precious decision that I make every single year, and it is that time of year for me. I've been working with one coach, and I'm thinking, do I sign up for another year with her, or is this something where I want to do something different? So it is a really important decision.
I just wanted to ask, Deb, my assumption is since it's 16 weeks, do you recommend that people, I'm assuming you do this four times a year?
We actually have enrollment every other month.
Okay. If, as we've discussed, I'm very early, I haven't launched my business yet. Do you think that this is one of those, I need to do more investigation, in my head, I need to do more investigation and see if this is viable?
No, you need to join the Launch Lab so that we can give you the tools to have a profitable investigation, so a fruitful investigation of your market, because this is very early stage. Okay. This is meant for those who are either thinking about launching a business or who have just launched a business and don't have any clients, or maybe you've been at it for a year and it's just not working the way you imagined it would. So this is for early stage people. Yes.
So what if you're at a point where you're not certain what, like, I haven't launched a business. I have some ideas. I ventured out on something this past year and it didn't, I stopped it. So is the Launch Lab, do I need to have my idea, my business, my concept, my service determined before signing up for the Launch Lab?
Well, you should have an idea of the problem you want to solve, or the people that you want to work with. You need to have an idea. And one of the things that you'll hear tomorrow in a question I want you to ask the people who are joining us is, what happens if you find out your idea isn't going to work, right?
That's my thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we celebrate that, because what usually happens in the discovery phase is there is a new problem or a slightly different audience that will work and that gets you excited. And so we just do a slight pivot. It's not like a 180 that we're completely making a flip. It's usually like a 2-millimeter shift. Oh, I thought it was this, it's really that. And we also have a bonus that is something that's a marketing asset that belongs in everyone's portfolio. We have a bonus 8-week program called Standout Webinars. Because once you get clear on your ideal client audience, once you get clear on your value, you need an event that brings people in the room so that you can have the conversation and make an offer. And there's nothing like having a high converting talk in your marketing portfolio. Not only can you offer it to people who join you in your launches, you can also offer it to people who are in your professional networks. So I speak at Chief, I speak at Luminary, I speak at Elevate. I have all of these communities where I am taking the same basic conversations and I offer them over and over again. I am not exaggerating that I have made more than $1.7 million in webinars alone. Did that get anyone's attention? That's how powerful that program is. And it is so much fun. I literally build your webinar with you. And if you don't know me, I'm a really great marketer and I'm really good with words, so, and ideas and concepts. So we really want to make you stand out, even if you've been giving webinars. If you're walking away from those talks empty-handed without any business, then standout webinars is something that becomes essential for your marketing portfolio. And we offer standout webinars about 3 times a year. We have a cohort going on right now, and our next cohort will be in February of 2024. So when you sign up for standout webinars, by the time you get to February, you'll be ready because you'll have done the interviews, you'll know what people need, and you'll be ready to make a powerful offering. So deep breath. Thank you, my friends. Would love to hear and chat before you leave. What's one word that you're taking away today? Which one takeaway from today? Value, courage.
I feel supported with your guidance.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Empowerment.
Empowerment. Self-worth. Self-worth. We got to break the chain, ladies. Got to break the trend. Nothing has changed in the last 50 plus years in corporate or outside of corporate. It's really up to us. Inspiration, confidence, worth. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same channel. Take care.
Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.